The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio. I've got Stephanie Toops and a very special guest who's never been in studio with us before, Dr. Rob Vasquez. Did I say that right? Vasquez?
Vasquez. They all
Vasquez.
Work.
I'm working on my Latin, on my Spanish. I can say Aviana Berrientos really well. They make fun of me all the time. Sometimes I can roll an R and sometimes I can't. I think it depends upon how relaxed I am. So, oh my goodness. Well, yeah, we've got a really great show coming up today. Dr. Vasquez, is that right?
You got it, yep.
Okay. Is going to be talking about the top five fat-burning foods that help you burn fat and decrease inflammation. Very anxious to talk to this gentleman. He is a lifestyle entrepreneur, high-performance business coach, mentor, and keynote speaker. He is a leading wellness expert and has run one of the largest wellness centers in Texas for 20 years. And there's lots more. I'll give his full bio a little bit later on in the show. And I also have Lawson Toops in studio with me today. He's 2 years old and I just want to squeeze his cheeks. I swear he's so cute. And so he came with Stephanie today. So if you hear a little voice in the background, that's Lawson. So, and you know what? We've had a lot of moms over the years. I remember when Jill Lane was actually pregnant with her youngest one now. And then you used to bring the baby in with her on occasion. Sometimes she's been in here with all three of her kids, and of course myself too. And that Tina Burnett has brought her son in before, and I think one of her older daughters. But yeah, it's all good.
That's so fun, and that's so great. I mean, it's part of where we are right now, or where I am in my life. So
right.
It's really great that you know.
I'm here to tell you, it never stops, okay? Like, my oldest is 21, my youngest is 13, and it doesn't stop. And a mom, and which is a good thing, because you know what? Then you don't go through that mommy withdrawal. What do they call it? What do they call that? The empty nest thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yep. Yeah. I'm thinking about buying a house in Norman, actually, so that I, you know, it'd be a good investment. And my daughter's there, so why not, right?
Yeah, that's a great investment.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy like 3, 4, 5 bedrooms. I was looking at a house where you can park 60 cars on game day, so
yeah.
Six times two is $1,200, you know, 10 times a year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and then you're not paying rent to somebody else. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're starting this new thing today with Diamond. I love this. So who here is good at naming movies and naming songs out of movies?
Let's do it.
No, I want to raise my hand, but I'm afraid exactly. I'm going to out, and then I'm going to like not do well.
Well,
so.
I'm not, but that's what makes it fun. And of course, we know Daniel's not great with music.
I'm better with movies, though.
Oh, well, you know what?
Depending on what genre.
Well, you might ace this. Okay, so what are we starting with today, Diamond?
Okay, so it's what we're calling it is playlist party. So this week we're doing movies, which is fun. But, you know, next week we might just do a spotlight on an artist or TV music themes. Today, though, we're doing 80s movies.
Ooh,
okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
And
that's
really,
a buzzer or something?
Really easy.
And Marie Early's here, too, and she's totally an 80s girl. She is Miss 80s. Okay, so are you gonna play it?
I'll give you a preview, and this one's actually kind of hard. The rest of them are super easy.
Okay.
This song was made even more popular in a movie. Here it is. What movie?
What movie is it, Marie?
Starring Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Does anybody know?
I do.
Okay.
I know. Shout it out.
Got to be
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman. I love it. That was easy. That was too easy. I think probably because Prince was so popular.
Yeah.
They're
going
to get harder, though, right? As we
go
through?
No, I wanted to go easy on you guys.
Okay.
So we're
super
just supposed
easy
to shout
today.
It out when we know?
You just, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It.
I'm going to smoke this game.
And the name of the song is, and the name of the song is Kiss, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a great segue. And it wasn't planned, I swear to you, with Maura Davies, the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. Today, we're talking about dog licks. Are they really kisses? I need to know because my two little Shih Tzus that I have been fostering, who I probably will keep, have been licking my legs like crazy, driving me crazy, Maura. So what are they trying to tell me?
You know, it's complicated. It's probably the easiest way to put that.
Really?
They're trying to tell you, oh my goodness, and this is really cool. This is neat information. So usually, you know, we just think our dogs are kissing us because they love us and they're sweet. Well, actually, if you go back and look at dogs and their puppies, those puppies are used to their mommies licking them to clean them.
Right.
And that helps them go to the bathroom. But then those puppies will, in turn, when they're a little older, lick their mom's face and her lips when they want her to regurgitate food for them.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah, that's actually something that goes way back into the dark ages long ago when dogs were wild. It was easier for a mama dog to carry food in her stomach rather than dragging it back because predators might steal it.
Oh, wow. That's
cool.
Fascinating. See how smart animals are? Animals absolutely rock. I really do like animals better than human beings. I'm just going to say it. Okay, so I'm calling them Mutt and Jeff, these two dogs, because they're so dargon cute. I can't wait for you to see them more. I'll send you some pictures. But they were licking my legs like crazy last night, and I'm like, stop it, you guys. You're making me crazy.
Like, well, did you have lotion on they might have liked?
I mean, I always have some sort of lotion on my legs. I mean, I think everybody does, don't they? No?
I mean,
Stephanie, do you have lotion?
Hot or hot.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some kind of moisturizer.
Moisturizer
or
something,
uh-huh. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it could have been that. It could have been going back to that instinct, like, you're my mama and I'm going to lick your legs. And they'll get that, when they get that reinforcement, that positive attention, they lick you and then you go, oh, sweetie, come here, and you give them hugs and kisses. They're going to do it again.
Well, that's so
that positive reinforcement.
Well, the pack members like to lick for communication, right?
That is true. So for various reasons. So they could be welcoming somebody into the pack if you're a dog, or just kind of hanging out and wanting to like make your friendship better. Another way of saying it. The other thing is that adult dogs will lick each other as a sign of deference or submissiveness to a dominant pack member.
Really?
So that dog who's doing the licking will kind of duck down, make itself smaller, being really subordinate, and the dog that's getting those licks will be dominant and just stand and won't lick back.
It's so interesting. So what you're telling me is that licking for a dog is very important. It's an important part of like the whole process of being a canine?
It is. And it's something that can be, like we've talked about instinct, it can be because he or she loves you, because he's wanting positive attention. He missed you maybe, or maybe he just missed the positive attention, or maybe you just like ate something salty and you have something left on your face from that.
I don't know. But they were licking my legs like crazy last night. Just so funny
so
that
cute.
We would be talking about this today. Like, I'm talking like crazy, like both of them too. I'm like, knock it off, you guys. About cats? Do cats do this too?
You know, cats actually can do it too. The big reason for cats is grooming. We've talked about it before, and cat behavior fascinates me so much because cats have been domesticated for a lot shorter time period than dogs. You can kind of see a little bit more of those primitive behaviors in action. And cats will groom each other as a sign of affection. They can also show dominance and submissiveness through licking. Or really more likely today, a lot of cats are going to lick if it's like 2 a.m. and they're hungry and they're like, hey, get up. You need to go get working on my food bowl because it's empty.
Well, you know, it's funny. So, you know, Dean, the dance machine or the pee machine, whichever you want to call him. But Dean this morning, he was being such a brat. This is what he does. So he's very sweet and lovable. He's a Russian blue. We got him off of a farm. They just were looking for a home, I don't know, somewhere here in Texas. And I was like, sure, you know, the kids brought him home. He's a wonderful cat. He is such a character. He gets really mad, though, Maura, when you're petting him and you stop, he will bite you. Because he gets angry if you stop. So what's up with that, and how can I make him stop doing that?
That sounds like he may be getting overstimulated. A little bit flip of the opposite of what you may be thinking. This could be, and it may not be. It may just be like, seriously, keep petting me. What's wrong with you? Or there are a lot of cats out there when they get overstimulated, whether you continue to pet them or stop petting them, that's when their kind of primitive brain kicks in, and they'll kind of do the grab and bunny kick, I call it. So they'll like latch onto you with their front paws, and their back paws just kick, kick, kick like a bunny. That's a lot of times overstimulation, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Just best to kind of back away slowly at that point.
Well, he's a mess, and he's real bossy. He's real very demanding. And here's what else he does. So, Dean, I have to be so careful when I come in and out of the house. He darts, and he got out the other day, almost made me late coming to the radio studio. He darted out the door, and I had trouble catching him, but he beelines straight for the grass, and he loves getting out there and just sticking his face in the grass. Mm-hmm. That's pretty normal behavior, though, isn't it, for a cat?
Totally normal behavior for a cat. That can be anything from scent marking to if they start eating the grass, their body is wanting nutrients that grass can give them. But absolutely, dogs and cats, they both have that interaction. So no, that's totally normal.
And so should you have like a little square of grass in the house for the cats? Like I've got 6 cats and 6 dogs. So, you know, I'm pretty busy taking care of them, but I really worry about him bolting out the door because he's such a trickster. And at night I worry that I won't even see him if I don't have all the lights on. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, you can always try it. It's neat to have a patch of grass. They sell cat grass, so to speak, in all the pet
cat grass.
So you can do that.
All right. I want to say cat grass, man. always great talking with you, Maura. Real quick, tell our listeners, if you would please, the importance of spaying and neutering.
Yes, millions of animals are put down each year because they don't have homes. Please, everybody, get out there, spay and neuter, adopt from a shelter or a rescue group, and we can all work toward solving that massive euthanasia in this country.
Absolutely. And it's so important. Thank you so much, Maura. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got Stephanie Toops coming up. You're not going to believe this, where she found asbestos in children's makeup. You got to hear this. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification, with vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio. Stephanie Toops and Dr. Rob Vasquez. How's that?
You got it. Yes. Yes.
Right. And for those of you just now maybe joining us for the first time, Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, and Dr. Robert Vasquez is a doctor of chiropractic, and Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food and personal care. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. Stephanie spent the first half of her career working in an intense and fast-paced environment, first as an energy trader and then as a financial and accounting executive. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She is also a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. Always a pleasure to have her in studio. Today, our topic is, what was asbestos doing in children's makeup? What the heck?
Well, it was really eye-opening. This happened right before Christmas this year, and so there's still fallout coming from this. But it really goes back to, you know, just a little recap from this industry. We really haven't had any regulation in the personal care market since 1938. So, the page of regulation that governs this $60 billion industry is a page and a half. There's a page and a half of regulation that governs this industry. So while it may seem crazy that this has happened, there's really nothing that precludes it.
That's Lawson Toops in the background. He's got a few comments about this, too. He's very angry about them putting asbestos in children's makeup because his sisters were using the children's makeup.
Yeah, no, and I think one of the things that's just so, you know, I think we tend to get up in arms when you think about kids' makeup or whatever, but really this is a pervasive problem just across the board. But I think what happened in this particular case is that it was a mother who sent the product in for independent testing. And the lab found asbestos in the product. And this actually happened with Justice a few months before that. If you know Justice, that other team store.
Yes.
Yeah. So they had found asbestos in that same product as well. So it comes from the talc. So talc is a natural mineral. So that's
Johnson & Johnson got.
Yeah. So that's one of the distinctions that you make between natural and safe. So a lot of times people will say, was it natural? Is it organic? I want to use natural makeup. Well, that's not necessarily the right distinction. What you want is safe for the human body. So talc is a natural mineral, but as part of the mining process, it can be contaminated with asbestos.
Wow.
So it's not that talc is a bad thing, but it needs to be mined appropriately and it needs to be mined sustainably. So they recalled these products, and Claire's, as you know, is a very
huge
mainstream kind of company.
Absolutely.
And
one at North Park.
Yep. There was these products that had gone out just before Christmas, and they recalled, you know, all these products. So it was kind of a big deal. But these are, I mean, while this is unfortunate. Hi.
I love it. I love having that baby in studio. I've got baby-itis this morning because I had another friend at my house who had her little one-year-old with her, and I'm like all babied up. I'm like ready to have a baby.
I feel like this is indicative of how much attention I pay to him normally, because I'm not looking at him for like 20 seconds and he's like, watch me.
He is darling. Absolutely darling.
Thank you.
I'm winking at him. He's winking back, by the way. Yeah. Look at him. He's a little flirt.
He totally
I love
is.
It.
He's
already.
A flirt for sure. He's a flirt for sure.
Oh my gosh. Well, so this is really disturbing,
mm-hmm.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
It really is. What do you want to tell mothers out there listening, or fathers, about the things that you have found over the last couple of years?
I think what I think is most important, especially when it comes to the kid thing.
Hey. He wants to give him the mic.
Give him the mic.
Give him the mic.
Here you go, buddy. Here's more chicken.
I
think what I would tell them is, number one, I think people get caught up in the it's just a kid's product, it doesn't matter. And I think that's one of the things that I see the most is it's just for kids. Thank you.
Well, that's more important because their little bodies can't.
But they really don't. I mean, if even when you think about it, like you look at kids' menus, at a restaurant, why do we really have to have a different food option for the children? There really shouldn't be a kid-friendly menu.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be eating the same vegetables and the same fruits and product, you know, food mix that we're talking about. So it's the same thing. I think people get in the habit of saying, like, well, I don't want to pay for quality when it comes to my 3-year-old. But unfortunately, I mean, their bodies are just as susceptible, maybe even more. And so
Absolutely.
It's even more important to think about those things and not just give your kid, you know, a really cheap product.
Dr. Vasquez, what do you say about all this?
No, I totally agree. Even when I look at what it is that my kids put into to their bodies, if we can be able to get them educated up on what's good and what's not, especially if they're doing it at a young age, they'll grow up, and that just is normal for them. So right. So we have now the weird kids when it should actually be they're the normal kids.
Right. Well, and you're friends with Jill Lane. That's how we met
absolutely.
You. And Jill Lane's wonderful, regular on the show for years. And I can hear her words right now saying it's what you expose the kids to is what they get used to eating. And so, just by virtue of exposing them to, like, say, spinach or whatever. Yeah. I remember taking my oldest to La Madeleine when she was little, and she would eat the spinach quiche. She loves spinach to this day.
Yeah.
And so what else you guys want people to know about this particular subject?
Well, I think the other piece of this is, and this is why this, I think, is new and on the forefront of people's minds, is that people don't understand that you do absorb what you put on your body. And so I think people are really aware of and being much more just aware of what they're putting in their bodies and in their mouths. But I don't think that they've all necessarily made the leap that your skin is your largest organ.
Right.
And so when you put these products on your body, you are absorbing those, and they're most definitely impacting your systems. And, when people just don't believe me, I say, well, how do you think, we use hormone patches. We deliver, we deliver medicines.
Hydrocortisone cream.
Yes.
All those things that you put on topically.
Right. And so that's kind of, I think that's a newer concept for people to grasp. And so that's one of the things I talk a lot about, because people say, well, okay, well, I guess I should care about my lipstick, because the average woman ingests 7 pounds of lipstick in her over the course of her life. And so they'll say, well, I'm actually ingesting that. And I'm like, yes, you are. But it's also important what you're putting on your skin as well.
Well, and I'll give a shout out to Beauty Counter too, because I know that you're a representative of that company, and they do a lot of things very well as well.
I think what they do most interestingly is that they try to move the market. So they develop products, and that's just one piece of what they do. But I think the other thing that people need to be involved in is, like you just said, voting with your dollars.
Speak and with your feet.
Making an impact and being involved, because our country is built on what we demand. And so there's a personal care products act before Congress that they're looking at now. And that's something that people, they need to call their senators. They need to be involved. They need to make sure that people know that we want regulation in this space.
Or in the meantime, just don't buy anything unless it's an organic product. And there's a lot of really good ones out there. And that market is exploding as well.
Yeah. Or it's just like, we all now read food labels, and I don't think for a long time we did, but there's going to come a time when you really need to read the labels on your personal care products. And I think that's overwhelming for people, because it's the same thing as food was. You turn it over and it's 8-syllable words that you don't know what they are.
Well, isn't there an app that you can go to? I have it on my phone, but I haven't used it in a long time.
Yes. I love Think Dirty. Think Dirty is a great one. Yep. You scan a product and it will give you a toxicity score, which will rank, everything that you have.
And
on
will
your bathroom
scare
countertop.
The bejesus
will,
out of you. I'm
scare,
here to tell you.
It will scare the bejesus out of you for sure. But what's great about that app is that it will also give you like a recommendation for an alternate. So like you'll scan something and then you can say like what's an alternative. So that's a really great app to have. And it's a great app to start learning because it'll tell you like what the ingredient is, like what makes it that ranking, and then what's wrong with it. Is it reproductive toxicity? Is it a carcinogen? Is it an allergen or an immunotoxicity issue? And so I think this becomes one of those things that I think a lot of moms or people that have the purchasing power, they get overwhelmed. It's one more thing they have to do, that they have to know, that they have to learn, and they get frustrated with, I just want to put sunscreen on my kid, and now you're telling me that the sunscreen is toxic. And that's really frustrating when you're trying to just do the right thing by your family.
My friend that was over with her little one-year-old, she's got I have the other friend that was there has 4 little girls, and she said she buys stuff at Claire's all the time.
Yeah.
And she just bought them the little lip gloss, and I said, does it have glitter in it? She said, yeah. I'm like, yep, that's probably one of them.
Yeah.
And her eyes got real big, like, oh my gosh, because as a mother, you love your children so much. I mean, your number one job is to protect them. And feed them well, and it's very disturbing when you think that this is being done to children.
Yeah. I think that is really difficult. And I think, and at least in the case with Justice, they said, well, we had no idea. And of course, we would never harm children. And,
of course.
Just like anything else, I don't generally think that harm is the intent. But at some point, somebody has to take responsibility
and do their homework.
Who is responsible for this? The buck has to stop somewhere, And so that's why I think, in terms of regulating this, I think when you go to buy something off the shelf, I think we as Americans generally think, well, we're protected. This has been tested. This has been really regulated. And in the personal care market and the supplements market, it's just not really tested the way we think that it is.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. Lawson, do you want to say anything before we go to break?
You certainly said
he has a lot to say.
No, he doesn't. He's quiet now.
Thank you for your patience. Oh, gosh. I really appreciate
it. I absolutely love having that sweet boy in studio. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got lots coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
We got some risky business going on here.
Oh my gosh, that's where it's
Tom
from.
Tom Cruise, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. That famous scene with him in the shirt, like sliding across.
That's how I do it in my kitchen.
Yeah. I told you I was better with movies.
Oh my gosh, so now we found your forte.
Yeah.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. We're doing this little bit. What do we call it?
Playlist Party.
Playlist Party, where we're, you know, Diamond and Aviana are doing this thing where they're working our brains, guessing these movies and songs from different genres and eras. And so all good stuff. I love music, love movies. I didn't get to see a lot of movies, though, because I was always working. Like, seriously, people say, "You mean you never never saw this movie? I'm like, no, I never saw it. How could you miss that?
You're doing more important things.
Well, when you know, it makes me think of, what is his name? The guy that won all the gold medals swimming.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone asked him that same question. He reacted the same way. And, you know, you can't have it all. Sometimes if you're doing one thing, you got to give up other things in order to, you know, push through. So I love what we're talking about today. So great having you guys in studio. I've got Daniel Tagg, who's a regular on the show. He's an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center next door. And I've got Dr. Rob Vasquez. He is a doctor of chiropractic. He is a lifestyle entrepreneur, high-performance business coach, mentor, and keynote speaker. He is a leading wellness expert and has run one of the largest wellness centers in Texas for 20 years. He is a co-founder of the Happy Healthy Guys and is the contributing doctor for Good Morning Texas, SA Live, and Great Day SA. That's San Antonio, I'm guessing,
it
right?
It is.
Okay.
San Antonio.
And so he has coached thousands of people to help them live their life happy and healthy. He has also coached hundreds of entrepreneurs to help them grow their businesses and their life. He is the founder of True Health Wellness Centers and co-founder of Elevation Health, the Happy Healthy Guys, and the founder of Strategic Purpose Academy. Today, we're talking about the top five fat-burning foods that help you burn fat and decrease inflammation. Okay, so what is the Happy Healthy Guys all about?
Happy Healthy Guys is this. One of my best friends, Dr. Randy Johns, amazing doctor. About 8 years ago, he was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic melanoma. So he was given a month to a year at best. To live. Same time, I had injured myself. I had injured discs in my lower back, had herniations all over the place, wasn't able to walk. And here I was, a doctor helping people. I couldn't walk. Him being a doctor, diagnosed with cancer. And
how'd you hurt your back?
So
just curious.
So I felt, I actually was, I was climbing an 8-foot fence, which I should not have been doing. I locked myself out of the backyard, and I'm trying to get into the backyard, right?
I knew it would be a good story.
Yeah. So I climb up on top of the fence, and as I climbed up on top of the fence, I'm sitting there in 8 foot. It looked like it was about 50 feet. It wasn't like when we were kids, like jumping off the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I go to jump off, and when I did, I pulled backwards, and the top of the fence broke.
Oh, boy.
And I fell over backwards, landed square on my back. And at the time, I was training for a marathon, and I continued my training. And I
was probably shouldn't have done that, right?
Absolutely not. In retrospect, that's the exact same thing I would have told somebody not to do.
Right.
And as a result, just really wrecked my back.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I was just looking for a solution. And so my buddy, Dr. Randy, we found a doc in Spain that does everything naturally, and we worked with him. But while we were there, we were looking culturally, why it is that people there didn't have cancer, where people here did, and just really changing and figuring out the method at what they were already doing naturally over there, bringing that over here. As a result, Dr. Randy, completely cancer-free, 8 years, no chemo, no radiation,
wow.
Everything naturally. Myself, my discs all healed up. My lower back, the discs in there went from 12 millimeters to right now it's a 0.5 millimeter, that same disc that was blown out naturally, no surgery. And so Happy Healthy Guys came about because we wanted to teach people how they could be happy and live their life healthy, because sometimes people think of healthy as being hard and not happy, right?
Right,
and
right.
You could do both.
Oh,
so,
no, when you feel, oh my gosh, when you're really in good shape, you feel amazing. Your energy, I bounce off the walls someday, and I'm not even in the best shape that I was a couple of years ago, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back strong, and it's through eating well. It's from getting proper rest. It's from exercise, not putting things in my body or on my skin, like we talked about earlier in the show, that are toxic, because it all builds up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's one of our mantras. We always say you want to simply eat real food. If you can't pronounce it, don't put it into your body. So we always say surf for your food, S-E-R-F.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, so I could talk to you. I already have like 1,000 questions, so I'm having trouble focusing here myself, because I want to know the story about the cancer, like how did he do it? But maybe we can save that for another time.
Absolutely.
And focus on our topic today, which is the top five fat-burning foods that help you burn fat and decrease inflammation. So many people have inflammation in this country. We now know that it's related directly to our diet. But let me ask you this. If there was one perfect fat-burning food, what would it be?
It's avocados.
Yay!
Avocados.
That's so crazy because we started the show this week talking about avocados and the spiritual healing that comes from avocados. And they, what was it, you guys? I'm going to have to pull it out here. But
they were the mother
of the mother fruit. The mother fruit.
The mother fruit.
There it is. I call it the gateway drug or fruit or fat because it's really a fruit and it's a fat. I call it a frat, right? And so it's like the gateway because it's got so much fiber in it. It's got potassium in it. It's got 60% more potassium than a banana in it. And it helps you because of the fiber. It helps you to stay full longer. And all the research is out there that's so good for you.
Well, and you don't think, when you think of an avocado, you don't think of anything except for maybe guacamole or avocado toast, which was trending last year or the year before maybe it started. But avocados are absolutely like such a fascinating fruit, if you will. And like you said, you would never think of avocados as being high in potassium. That's what you reserve that for bananas.
Exactly. And it's also high in vitamin K, and so which is great because it helps you to be able to get more energy and metabolize what it is that we're putting into our body as well. So
well,
it's good stuff.
I love talking about this. I really do. So, you know, is there something that we can drink too that helps us to burn fat and boost metabolism? Because everybody always talks about what you eat, but what can you drink?
You know, what you can drink is great is kombucha.
And we talked about that earlier in the week, too. Yep. But it didn't get such a good review, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Autumn Warren was talking about it. She said a lot of them are high in sugar. Mm-hmm. And so you really have to be careful what brand you pick.
Absolutely. Yeah, with the sugar, there's a lot of brands out there because I think this kombucha trend started up. And there were some people that are so used to having so much sugar, they were like, oh, I don't like the way this tastes. And then, of course, marketing steps in and going, okay, well, let's put a little bit of sugar in there. But yeah, you definitely want to watch the sugar. But as long as there's no sugar, because it's a fermented product, you got the probiotics in there. You've got natural enzymes to be able to help you digest foods, helping your body get more energy to be able to metabolize foods way better and boost it up.
Well, and it's definitely, you know, as we said earlier in the week, a better bad choice over a much better choice than soda, which is so destructive to the human body.
Oh, I,
that, and mind.
That's a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole other week of shows.
Exactly.
So, Daniel, do you drink kombucha?
I do drink it some. What's a good brand out there?
Trilogy, I found, is the best brand.
Really?
Out there because it's super low in sugar.
Okay.
So
there's so many. I mean, we had the founders of Holy Kombucha on several years ago. I used to sell Holy Kombucha at Adrift. Hum Kombucha, Jamie Danick, I met the founder at the Expo West a few years ago. That seems to be a good product. Then there's another one. What's it? Oh, it comes in the dark bottle. It's got a really heavy bottle. It's a they sell it at True Foods Kitchen. I can't think of the name of it. What is it?
Is it the Buddha one?
No, it's something aid.
Maybe
it's
Kombucha
something
aid or something,
it's something
like that.
Yeah. But it comes, and we were talking about how important it is if it's in a dark bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And Trilogy doesn't
Health
come
aid.
In a dark bottle, does it? What is it?
Health aid.
There you go.
That's it. And there's such a variety of flavors now that you can get. And yeah, it's interesting. It's like we said though, you're getting your enzymes, you're getting some probiotics, and so yeah.
That's good stuff. Great stuff.
It is great stuff. Okay, so is there something else that you want? What about vegetables? What's a great fat-burning vegetable?
So vegetables is going to be the greener the better. So things like green leafy vegetables like spinach or kale.
Okay.
Because they've got packets of chlorophyll in them. And with those packets of chlorophyll in there, what that does is that helps to be able to help us with our thyroid health, our hormone health. It's very good for that. Again, it all comes back to metabolism, which is all going to be linked back to our endocrine system, our hormones. It's all tied back together. So green leafy vegetables.
Do you eat a lot of green leafy vegetables? Because I'm looking at Daniel.
Oh, yeah, tons.
He's a keto guy. He's a keto nut.
Yeah, but we don't really count green leafy vegetables as carbs because they're so low in caloric density, but so high in micronutrients that, and it's really good for the good bacteria. It's good for, you know, the processing of fats because there's tons of fiber in it. So ketogenic is huge on eating green leafy vegetables.
Yeah. I'm seeing on this list that there's Brussels sprouts. I had Brussels sprouts. I eat them like two or three times a week, and broccoli. I'm the field rep for broccoli here in Dallas, Texas. So I talk a lot about broccoli.
Yes.
And, I'm joking.
And Sean was saying like broccoli was genetically like or changed like it was only it's only been around for like a couple hundred years, which is crazy to think.
Broccoli?
Yeah.
It was invented by Italians too. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, you
I didn't
told
even
us.
Know that.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. Yeah. You think it'd been here forever, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what about medium chain and short chain triglycerides? Oh. You hear? We've talked about short chain, but now they make a product. You make a product actually that's the short chain. So tell us about the medium chain and the short chain triglycerides, if you will, right before we go to break.
Absolutely. So you got your tropical oils, which is going to be your coconut oil, for example, which is medium chain, right? So it's going to be anywhere from 6 chains of carbon all the way up to 12. The higher up the chains, which is what most of the coconut oils have more chains, making it harder to digest.
Okay.
Versus a short chain, which is going to be 5 chains or lower, so it's a lot easier to digest, metabolized in the gut, so it's absorbed much easier. So people who have like problems being able to digest any kind of oil because of gallbladder problems and things like that can digest SCT oil or short chain triglycerides so much easier. So good.
All right. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you in studio. Good to meet you. You're going to stay with us, right?
Absolutely. I'll hang out. Yeah, absolutely. Love hanging out with you guys.
Well, Daniel, and we're going to continue down this road of how to assess yourself, your physical fitness. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Hi, it's Bernadette. Introducing Charlotte's Web new hemp-infused coffee. Cannabis coffee that doesn't get you high. Boost your morning with antioxidants and neuroprotectants. A calm cup of coffee for improved focus and clarity. Charlotte's Web new 5280 hemp-infused coffee from Snow Street Coffee and Charlotte's Web. Dedicated to quality and responsibly sourced products. Colorado companies Snow Street Coffee and CW Hemp have come together to create a great tasting coffee that features the unique benefits of cannabinoids. In creating this coffee, great taste was and is the priority. Roasted in small batches, 5280 Coffee blends a mix of diverse coffees from the Central American Highlands. Their whole bean coffee is always roasted medium for full coffee flavor and balance, and then infused with a blend of CW cannabinoid extract and MCT-rich coconut oil. Once combined with the unmatched care that goes into Charlotte's Web, the results are a fantastic cup of coffee with an added daily health and wellness boost. Available in a 12-ounce resealable bag with 500 milligrams of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. Find them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Can I say it? Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yes.
Oh my gosh, Daniel won! Daniel won!
First time I made like any song.
Oh my gosh, look how excited he is. I'm so happy we're doing this, Daniel.
Awesome. So impressed.
Daniel has gotten the absolute crap beat out of him the last couple of months because he doesn't know a lot of songs, but he's a movie guy.
Yes.
So now we got you. We got your number.
Yes. Don't call and come back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with I've got Diamond Gray on the controls and Aviana Berrientos in studio. Marie Early is even here today. And I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Dr. Robert Vasquez. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and is a licensed massage therapist. He holds belts in three different martial arts systems and was a wildland firefighter. We have been trying to get through this assessment for weeks now. I think we've only gotten to the hips. We haven't gotten to anywhere else.
We've only been through the shoulder.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten
to the
hips.
Oh, is it just the shoulder? We're not even to the hips.
We're not even to the hips.
Did we get through the shoulder? I can't remember. A little bit, right? Like halfway?
Yeah, we got the most important things of the shoulder, yes.
Okay. So this is all about how to do a simple assessment on yourself. Mm-hmm. So where do you want? You want to continue with the shoulders?
Let's start at the hips.
Start at the hips.
Yeah.
The hip bone's connected to the
tailbone.
Okay. All right. So what about the hips? How do you know if your hips are healthy?
So, well, I don't know if you know if they're healthy or not. That's a whole nother question. But as far as assessing the hips, there's a big thing as far as depth for the squat. Or if you're sitting on a machine, how much range do you have in your hip flexion, being able to kind of close off the joint to sit down and still be in a good position for your spine if you're doing rows or a chest machine or something like that?
Well, for someone out there listening, because I can hear them right now, yeah. I'm very intuitive and clairvoyant, but what is a hip? If someone said, well, what's a hip flexor? I've never heard that. Maybe they've never been to a trainer.
A hip flexor is kind of, there's the front and back side of the body, anterior, posterior, anterior being the front side of the body, right? So a hip flexor would be anything that connects the femur, which is the big bone in the leg, basically to the rest of the spine or the hip complex or the hip bone.
So the hip flexor several muscles?
They're several
muscles.
They're accumulation of muscles, and then muscle turns into tendon, which it connects or turns into bone.
Okay.
Yes.
So the hip bone's connected to the tailbone with the hip flexors.
Exactly. The tailbone and some the spine, which the psoas, which is a big muscle for a lot of people, always talks about it, right? It attaches on the big part of the leg and then attaches onto many vertebrae on the spine.
Well, and Dr. Rob, you're a doctor of chiropractic, so what do you say about healthy hips?
I say it's hugely important just because of the kinetic chains and the way the body actually works. So biomechanically speaking, you can have an imbalance with your hip flexors, and it can totally cause and wreak havoc to the rest of the body.
Well, and we talk about this all the time with Daniel. In fact, I was thinking about you this morning, Daniel, when I was walking, I got out of bed and was walking down the hall, and I was walking barefoot, mm-hmm. and the way my feet were hitting the concrete, I walk around, you know, barefoot all the time, but I seemed like my feet were not as flat. Keep in mind, I have really high,
arches.
Mm-hmm. And so is that, I just don't feel like my hips and my, I don't know, like they're off a little bit or something. Well, like my feet don't hit the way they should.
The higher arch is going to affect it. But again, potentially be just your structure. So that is going to affect everything on the way up, but it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Someone with flat arches are not going to be able to absorb the force of the ground as much. So you have a good absorption if you can go through a little bit of it collapsing. You're not going to get as much collapsing as maybe the average person would get, but it's going to be based on your structure, based on the muscles that do that.
Is walking barefoot healthy for the hips? Is that something that's good for like keeping your hips properly aligned?
It depends. If you've been going your whole life with the braces of the shoe and then you just walk all the time without your shoes, it could be potentially unhealthy. But I would say overall, you need to be walking around definitely without shoes if you're conditioned for it. But there's so many different factors. There's so many joints, so many things that have to happen at the foot and the knee, all that affect the hip. Everything below affects everything above.
Okay.
So it's a very complicated question.
Okay, so what do you want to tell our listeners about their hips?
So the biggest thing with just assessing the hips, right? So we're not saying muscles, anything else. We're just saying, okay, can you get to this range, okay? So a big part, if someone's going down in the squat, they only have so much range in their hips before they start to have to move more from the ankles and go to the weight on the toes. There's going to mm-hmm. be some ankle movement that needs to happen in the squat. But if you keep your weight on the heels and you go down as far as you can before your lower back starts to have to tuck, or before you shift the weight to the toes, that is the end of your hip flexion as far as a squat goes. So don't go any further than that. You'll kind of feel that leg bone, the femur, kind of hit and kind of get little tight in the hip joint right there, which is kind of the pelvis. Once those two bones meet, then that's your in range with the hip motion as far as flexion or kind of closing off that joint.
You know, I've got a great question. I don't know if this is, necessarily if this goes with what we're talking about here, but my oldest daughter pops her hips all the time. Is that healthy for her? It really bothers me when she does it.
You know what? Here's what I'd say about that right there. That's more of a symptom than anything else. So
really?
It's a symptom of there being ligament laxity inside there, which can be happening as a result of an imbalance. So as a result of that imbalance, now it's causing the ligament laxity on the other side.
I knew it wasn't good.
Yeah. So it's a result. Uh-huh. It's more of a symptom.
Yeah. Wow. That's good to know. It really is. Okay. So hips.
So another thing is if you lay straight on your back, so if you're going to sit down in the machine, you need to make sure you have enough hip motion to get into that machine properly to maintain a good spinal position, right? So if you lay on your back and you bend your knee at about 90 degrees and you see how far you can bring your knee back towards your stomach without tucking the lower back, okay? And you want to get to roughly 90 degrees. Does that make sense what I'm explaining?
Kind of. I'm trying to visualize it.
Yeah, you lay down on the back. I'm going to see if I can do it in my chair, right?
Maybe we should get the camera out. Should we put this on Facebook?
Let's go Facebook.
So watch this.
Just don't get me.
Okay. I'll try to do it from a seated position, which will be interesting for those listeners out there.
Yeah.
But tell me when you're ready for it.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see.
He's getting the camera.
And we're going on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Last time we went Instagram Live.
Yeah. Guys are switching it up. I didn't even know you could do Instagram Live.
Yeah, Instagram's getting really cool.
I still need to go on there and look at it.
Yeah, well, do you want to go Instagram or Facebook?
We're going Facebook.
Okay.
All right, we're going live in three, two, one.
Okay, so here we go. So if you're laying on your back, imagine, should I lay down on my back?
I think you should.
Okay, so you're gonna have to commentate for me because you won't be able to hear me.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Maybe you want to do that, Dr. Rob. Would you like to do the commentating?
Am I commentating right now? Okay, let's do this. Okay.
There he goes.
Daniel is laying on his back. he's got his knee is in 90 degree of flexion. And I'm trying to bring the hip.
He's bringing his hip up
right now, also at 90 degrees.
I can't see him, so I can't say anything.
So right now, so you want to make sure that your back still has a good curve in it, and there's an arch in the lower back.
And that's it.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to have to watch it on Facebook because I couldn't see you. Yeah.
Basically, you want to see if you can get to 90 degrees roughly. Okay, it would be good to have 110 degrees there. A lot of people are a little shy in 90. So say you are shy in 90, a lot of seats are going to have you relatively low. And if your leg comes up to where that mid part of your leg, the femur, is higher than your hip bone, you're above 90. And if you couldn't get that laying down, you're not going to be able to get that seated. So you need to raise that seat up or put a cushion underneath your butt or something so you get out of that hip closed off or hip flexion position.
I'm getting uncomfortable just talking about it. I feel like I need to stretch.
And then that way, because if you can't get to that 90 degrees, your lower back's going to be tucking from that lumbar or lower spine, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be able to get extension through that to go through a movement being like a row or a push or something if you're seated down. That's a huge position that people don't focus on when they're seated in, you know, other exercises, being a row, being seated presses, machine presses, things like that.
I'm trying to think of a really good question here. Like, what is the most important part of the body that when you're assessing whether or not you should begin a workout regime, what is the most important thing to consider?
I would look at spine. Spine, I mean, everything is dictated by spine. There's some people that say, you know, hips drive spine or spine drives hips. I really feel like it's the same question. It's the whether the hips are moving underneath or the trunk is moving over, but it's all moving from the spine. So you need to see how well can you rotate, how well can you flex, how well can you extend the spine. And don't exceed those. You'll see a lot of people doing this trunk rotation thing where they get in a fixed position in the seat and they just drive in as much rotation as possible. And a lot of times they start it driving into way more rotation than you actually have. That spine is a very delicate thing. There's a lot of muscles in the spine, but they're not huge muscles like, you know, the glutes and things like that. They're very delicate, as you know, right?
Kind of
getting into that injury. So you need to make sure that you're not going beyond your ranges. You want to push and try to get strength so you can increase those ranges, but you don't want to start out just blowing past what you already have. So see how much active rotation you have. And if you get on one of those trunk rotation machines, Don't go any more than what you got active without weight.
Yeah, and I think a good place to start, I think personally, I think if someone hasn't worked out in a really long time, a great place to start is just begin walking, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very good. Do something.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Rob and Daniel, for jumping in today. You know what? You can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors like Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, Sun Warrior, and Paleo Magazine. They bring this fine programming to you. They are fine companies. Please support them. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.